after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J. And your girl.
Nice production.
Yeah, we're glad to have y'all here on yet another wonderful show. So, yes, man, so much stuff has been going on. For those of y'all who don't know, the first time to the show, we do a show every Monday and Wednesday here on Life of the Dust Live. And Mondays, we call it Hot After Dusk Mondays. And then Wednesdays is Hump Day After Dusk. So, yeah, man. We give you a great show every week. The shows we do every week as well. Excuse me. But as usual, beginning of the show, especially when it's the beginning of the week, me and Nay dig into each other's business. Nay, how was your weekend?
Great. How about yours?
Nay be on that secretive shit. Great. That's all we're going to get is great.
Yes, it was great. Went to church.
Okay, I'm going to get some answers. I'm about to say, you treat it like you're in a text message. You're just giving us a great. All right, so you went to church. What else?
Just chill with my sister.
Okay. Well, you're your best behavior this weekend. Y'all know we got to check in every week. Were you on your best behavior this weekend, ma'am?
Sure was.
Okay, good to hear. I'm proud of you. You decided to be good this weekend. I do you be an angel eventually. Eventually. It doesn't last long, but at least you tried. Me, on the other hand, Ms. Nace, you did ask, thank you. Yeah, it was an interesting weekend. Let's see. I was supposed to do a shoot on, was it Monday? No, not Monday, but Saturday morning. Ended up moving it to Sunday morning. So, yeah, it was pretty good. Got a chance to do a pretty good shoot. We'll be releasing pictures from that. Also, time this week. Since the last show, I did another shoot on Thursday. And then I just did one before the show tonight. So, man, been working a little bit now, you know, trying to get my get out there and whatnot. Get that respect of my name. And with my photography as well, that leads to another big public service announcement. I actually just released my official website to Laser Focus Photos. So you go to laserfocusphotos.com. Check it out there. I'll be putting, give you guys a start, some starter pictures, put some stuff on there to get it started up, and then I'll be putting more throughout, just more throughout. And here's the thing, I'm not going to put multiple shots in the same exact shoot. So, this is why my social media comes to play. So I like basically place the best shot from a shoot onto my website. And then y'all get some of the other shots on my social media. So, yeah. That way, I still reward you for being my social media. But if you go to my website, you get to get a quick glimpse at everything I do. And it's more organized. If you want to see work from the bourgeois category, you have that. Fashion, family, all that kind of stuff. You have an unlimited amount of resources of different shoots. So, so it's actually built like a online portfolio, which is point of advice for you all. When it comes to making a site, especially you being a model or photographer, you want it to be a quick glance into your work. And so you don't want to just have it, don't just be just piling a bunch of pictures on there. Unless you do this, you want to do this is a great idea. Let's say post multiple pictures from something. You can always go on your site and blog. So set a blog onto your site and you can do a blog. You also do some clever writing. So if you're a good writer, it goes hand in hand. And then you can funnel the blog with some of your photos from the same look. So that's just my word of advice. And yeah, really? That's it. I stayed in this weekend. I was on my best behavior today. I was proud of myself. And, yeah, because I'm really just kind of just saving up for next week because I'll be in New Orleans. I'll be in New Orleans or next Sunday, this upcoming Sunday, I should say. And then from Monday through Saturday, I will be on the high seas, my friend. The Carnival Triumph. So my first cruise back in May, that was the Carnival Freedom. That left from Galveston, Texas. This one will be leaving from New Orleans, Louisiana, and that's the Carnival Triumph. And this time, this cruise is only 5 days, but still pretty good. I'll be going to Cozumel again, and also on list, Progreso would be one of the places as well. And both of those are in Mexico for those wondering. So, yeah, man. I told people I was going to be doing a lot of traveling this year, and now they see that I was not full of shit. I was dead ass. That being said, we're going to go to music break. Do want to take our guests for tonight. I'll tell you a little more when we get back from the music break. We'll have Miss Pocahontas tomorrow. We'll get into a couple reasons why she's here tonight after the music break. So after that, after this music break, we will be getting ready to talk to the beautiful, talented Pocahontas, the model out of ATL. So, yeah, let's go ahead. Oh, man, let's see. So I'm gonna show some love to New Orleans. I'm gonna play High Boy, High Girl. Should I play that or should I play something shorter? Oh man, I'm gonna play this. Y'all not even gonna tell me what it is because then y'all just want y'all to be surprised. So we think it is.
Right now, stepping in that hair. Right now, you have to bring that heat on from the water. Step in that foot. You make a booty go. Ha, 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 ha,
call the police?
Them hoes call the police.
Uptown say who that call the police?
Them hoes call the police.
And let me know who that call the police?
Them hoes call the police.
One more time, say who that call the police?
Them hoes call the police.
Call the police.
Like a bouncer, like a, yeah, walking like a favorite, like a bouncer, like a, yeah, walking like a favorite, like a. acting like a servant. Monkey on a stick, monkey on a stick, a monkey on a stick. Yeah, monkey on a stick, a monkey on a stick. Yeah, monkey on a stick, a monkey on a stick. Yeah, monkey on a stick. Do my boy Angus, I do my boy Angus, I do my boy Angus, I do my boy, do my boy, do my boy Angus, I do my boy Angus, I do my boy Angus. Yeah, do my boy, do my boy. Now serve it, serve it, serve it, serve it, serve it, serve it, serve it. Yeah, serve it, serve it, serve it, serve it, serve it. I want the service, 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 service. Yeah, check it out. Y'all gotta make some noise. Check it out. Break yourself or break your mouth. Say what? Say what? I say break yourself or break your mouth. Say what? Say what? And when you hit it uptown, get it more to the beat. When you hit it uptown, get it more madly. When you hit it uptown, girl, walk to the. When you hit it uptown, get it more dangerous. Take it to the same tone, rocking at a block bar. Take it to the same Bruno, rocking at a block bar. Take it to Desire, rocking at a block bar. Take it to the Melvin, rocking at a block bar. If you don't mind, put up the 10 ball sign. If you don't mind, put up the 3rd wall sign. If you don't mind, put up the 17 sign. If you don't mind, put up the West Bank sign. Why? On the gorilla, on the gorilla. We representing them 10 ball villains. On the gorilla, on the gorilla. We representing them level 1 villains. On the gorilla, on the gorilla. We representing them 4 ball villains. On the gorilla, on the gorilla. We representing them number me villains. Take it to the same tone, rocking at a block bar. Take it to the gallery, rocking at a block bar. Take it to the Iberville, rocking at a block bar. Take it to the Love View, walking at a block bar. Walking like a serving like.
We're back, everyone, here on Life for the Live. Your boy, Steady J, and girl, Nate Seduction. And that was my little love to show out to New Orleans, because I'll be there on Sunday before I head out on my cruise next week. So, y'all trying to shoot me or kick with me New Orleans on Sunday, hit me up. I'm telling you. No plans. I always have plan B ready to go. All right, so We go to the phone line because my psychic sense tells me that this is our guest for today. Let me check and see who this is. I'll call you on Life of the Dust Live. Who do you have?
This is Pocahontas the Model.
Hello, hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, honey. Thank you. You guys can follow me on Instagram at MZ_Pocaface.
We're glad to have you in the building. That was my fake voice I put on there for a second. many voices. We got myself, and then we got my girl, Nay Seduction, my co-host with the Moses, who she's damn near a resident of Atlanta because she's always there.
Yes, this is the spot.
Yes, I crazy. I hadn't even been there, and so yeah, my action announcement. I haven't. Like, I'll be like, because this is my thing. I know it's so much. When I get there, I have so much I have to do. I don't want it to be like a couple of days. I want enough like a long week to be able to get some stuff done. So that's my
yes. You'll need a week to experience everything. There is a lot to do out here. It's a lot to see. A lot of parties you can go. You can meet people and everything. Outside of his dumbified moments, it's nice.
Yeah, it's just so many people that I talked to over the years that it's out there. They're like, man, when you come out here, I want to work with you. And I just hear that left and right. I'm like, man, one day I'm going to stop talking to y'all and come out there. And I've traveled. Like, I'm not one of the people that like to be a hermit and not travel because I obviously I travel. But I just hadn't been out there yet. So I need to plan that attack.
You do. Put it on your wish list this year.
Yeah, I have to do it, but I have a goal. Like, if I don't do it for the end of this year, it's got to be one of my spots I go to for the upcoming year. And it's crazy because my mom, she actually has a business travel date that she has to do from today through Wednesday there. So I'm like, hey, you going to ATL and I'm here? What kind of stuff is that? So, yeah, they gave her a last-minute hit-up. Yeah, we need to come out there. So, yeah. let me dig into your business. First off, for those who don't know you, Pocahontas the Model. First off, how did you even get the name Pocahontas the Model?
Well, I've had the name Pocahontas all my life. And so how it came to be the model is actually the first company that started me off was Brownskins Entertainment. And they came put the model in there as like a diva point because it's always been my nickname for my grandmother. Like, everybody calls me Poca, so they was like, nah, we got to put a stamp on it because I was still in my tomboy stage when I started out. So they put the model on there, like, you got to hit it with it. So, yes. So now.
So how was it transitioning? Because I was hearing different stories. Like, how was it transitioning going from being a tomboy to being the girl next door, like, everybody like, man, that was you in the
moment. Let me put it like this. It's not something that's easy. I just finished throwing, it's 10 years later, and I just finished cleaning out my closet of all, like,
I'm pretty sure, like, the comments, I know how people do, like, they see that transition, and they like, man, hey, what was you? You was the girl next door all this time? Like, what was
your
reaction?
The crazy part is, I mean, when I'm out, I'm at home, you feel me? I'm always going to be myself. I'm very comfortable. But being on the scene, like, before, like, they said, like, if I wasn't being paid to look like that, like, say, like, we have to go out to the clubs or whatever, you know, to do our promotions and be the pretty faces, I wasn't the pretty face. I was the dictator, the one in the background. I'm keeping the group organized. And just, like, the spotlight is just was always naturally drawn to me. So I started just using it more. Everybody wants to experiment. Oh, you're so pretty. And, I mean, I appreciate the compliments and everything. So I pushed forward trying to see what everybody else saw. And I'm very happy with where I'm at now. Like, I'm glad I did pursue it. Like, it was not something that I ever considered in my life like I would be serious about doing. It started off as just something fun, but
that's how I work for photography.
I've traveled many places.
That's like with the radio.
Yeah, I've traveled many places. I've seen many places, and now I love to dress up. Like, when it comes time, like, oh, I get to look fly, like, who's going to do my makeup? Who's going to do this? What am I going to wear? Like it's more exciting now. Like, doing this job has made being glamorous more exciting. Because the glamour life just, like, was not my thing at first.
No, now you recently just had a child. Congratulations to that. Let's give you a hand.
Thank
on that.
You. Thank you. Yes, thank
this is
you,
crazy
thank
because
you,
you had one of the craziest snapbacks, man. Like, what the hell, man? What'd you do? Drink like some superhuman juice that made you like you snap back harder than what you was pre-baby? That was crazy.
thank you. And no, honestly, I just did not stop moving. I was determined. Like, everybody just kept trying to tell me, like, oh, this is your finish line and this is the end. And I'm just like, why? Why does it have to be?
Wow.
You feel me? Like, that makes no sense. Like, that makes no sense. Especially, like, and right now, like milfs are in more than anything. So It just didn't seem like I've looked at a lot of women who've let themselves go or settled in or thought, you know, like, because I had a baby, you feel me, like, I'm going to just let that be the reason. Like, no, I got to keep up with this child. and he gives me a run for my money. At 15 months, he can do everything a two-year-old can do except talk.
You know what's crazy? Because that's what's crazy. People say that, like you said, people use that excuse, like, pretty much why they stop pursuing their dreams. And me personally, I feel when you have a child, that should actually push you more, because now you got somebody to show that, hey, look at this. I did all this, and I accomplished my dreams, and I hope I inspire you to do the same.
Yes,
I don't
because
get how can you tell your
And I completely agree, because we can't encourage our children, you feel me, to go for their dreams, and they can do anything, and we didn't make the same attempts. You know, like, we're not giving them any proof. We're not showing them that it can be done, you feel me, like, that hard work and perseverance will really pay off, you feel me, for yourself.
Exactly. And yeah, I mean, I haven't seen you. Ever since I've seen your work, you have not stopped pressing on it, took your foot off the pedal, be consistent with it. And, I mean, I'm kind of going back to what you said earlier about ATL, like, is it that easy? Because some people think all you got to do is go to ATL and everything is going to be magically easy. Can you give people the hard, cold truth?
That is not the truth, especially not these days. Like, these days, you talking about coming to their knees, like, you're more than likely sleeping with somebody to get that kind of clout, honey. Like, but if you're actually trying to come in, you feel me? You feel me? In a city where it's just a city full of brands. So if you're not a known brand, you know what I mean? Like,
man.
It's not easy.
Just glad people break it out. I like people for that's there to tell people that's around the world that because they don't get it. Like,
yes, you can get
I see people here
in
Texas. They think that they can wave a magic wand and they go there, everything's just solved, and they get discouraged because it didn't just magically happen.
Shoot, and for all Texas, do you think you can come to Atlanta and wave a magic wand? Guess what? All the Atlanta girls think they can go to Texas and Miami and wave a magic wand, and it's going to be like, that is everywhere. Exactly. That is everywhere. The game is not the same, and people are not treating it the same, you feel me, either. Like you have women like myself, you feel me, and other dancers, other models, where we're trying to keep the standards that were set out in the beginning. Because now, you know, thought life is everybody thinks because they can be a stripper or a twerk dancer, you feel me, or they're just doing it for attention. It's no longer, you feel me, actually a means of business. You feel me? People are doing it for a means of attention, you feel me, instead of actually trying to take themselves somewhere professionally with it. Because modeling dancing.
Yeah, that's what keeps me away from the strip clubs, honestly, too, because I feel like I'm just so unenthused to go. Because it's like people not really, you know, I understand people are doing it like to make money and to be able to take care of other goals. But while you're doing something, go hard at what you do. Like, I don't like this half-ass stuff people do. It's like, it's not, you're not put on a good show. Why would I put in my hard money for you to...
Because
you learn how to twerk one little butt cheek on Instagram. Now you popping.
Yes, you twerk a cheek on Instagram, so I'm gonna come and twerk that same cheek for you. You feel me? At the club, not hit no flip, and then this two minutes and 30 seconds, you feel me? Like here, like that, you feel me, on the land of the $5. Okay? We are the land of $5 dancers. I feel like making a lot more money. But even at the same point, like, it discourages them to even work hard. Like, the standards have really dropped, period, everywhere. Like, you go out of town to certain strip clubs, like, dances, we don't do dances. Dances, no, if we like you, we're going to throw some money at you, and then we're going to walk away. Like, there's no conversations. You feel me? Like, it's either a show, or you're trying to sell a dream. You feel me? You feel me? You're trying to get them to spend the money, or they're just going to show, or they're just going to spend the money because they're showing off for somebody else. It's not about the dancers anymore. And so the dancers aren't working as hard as they used to. I mean, who's paying attention? Who's looking? And then the ones that do, you feel me, work and go hard, you feel me, get all the effort. Like, half the time, they still don't get what they're worth.
And
you
that,
have these videos
like,
where the celebrities, they come in.
Half-ass people, exactly.
Yeah, and they'll come in, you know, like the only thing I do commend, I have yet to attend, I would like to attend, but I've been watching the V-Live brand, and at least with their clubs, what I do notice, see, they do have a tip patrol. When they go around and make sure the customers are tipping, like regardless of the event that's going on, what's happening, who's in the club, they make sure all their customers are doing exactly what they came to do. There are a lot of clubs not doing it anymore. You promote the food more than you promote the girls. Like, hey, we got the best wings over here. And then at the bottom, you know, over 50 plus dancers or something
yeah,
crazy
I,
like
I,
that.
I will put a couple of the spots out that do that, that promote the food or they promote the dancers. I ain't going to name no names. But, yeah, so. Nah, but like you said, yeah, V-Live is good for that. V-Live is good. They put a King of Diamonds here recently, and they have that little box that you can stand on and stuff. I was like, oh, that's dope. Like, it entertained me. I went to Cirque du Soleil shit.
That's the big thing. That's the big thing, because those of us who seriously do this, because it's girls. I know a girl right now who's blowing up who doesn't even want to do this. She doesn't even want to dance or model or anything, but I understand why she's doing it, because she's doing it. She has other businesses that she wants to build, so she's stacking her money. But this ain't even her passion a little bit, and people don't realize that other people listen to that. you know, like when you're talking to the next person, like who really likes doing this, like, oh, well, I'm just doing it, you feel me, for this. Like, and you might be a very talented person, but that discourages the next person, you feel me, with talent, because they're like, well, dang, like, what do I have to look forward to, you feel me? In the end, I'm like, you can really do anything. You can travel the world. Like, they have international contests and competitions for these things now. Like, it's so much bigger than people realize. People question me about my pole in my home because I have a 12-year-old daughter and things like that. But I'm like, pole fitness is in the gym, is in the gymnastics now. It's in the Olympics.
Yes.
So
I've seen it plenty of times. Houston, there's a Christian group as a church. Like, they actually have pole fitness on Sundays. I kid you not.
Yes, because they look at us so derogatory because of the idea that has been put in their head about the whole thing, period. But models and entertainers and dancers, all of this, like, we all tie in together. You want to come and see a show. You want to come and see something worth looking at. You know,
well,
that,
I
and that's
somebody
what's
that she wasn't an entertainer, but she actually did pole fitness, and she lost a whole lot of weight from doing that, and her core is super strong as that because
pole fitness brings you a center with yourself, because you have to become one with yourself in order to master the pole. Nobody can help you do no pole but you. You got to believe you can do it and do it, make it happen. And that's why pole fitness is very healthy. It's very healthy. My doula, which, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, blessed her with being able to, my doula was Tanika Gibson. Thank you, Lord. She was blessed after the delivery of my child to go and help Ms. Jocelyn Hernandez. And that's just how I got it. And she helped me. I just ended up coming to a class she was teaching. And she said, a spirit touched her, and she ended up being my doula. And she the one encouraged me to keep pursuing my career, even with my child. When I would be at home, I don't have to take leave from work and stuff, you know, as I grew, like, keep dancing, keep doing your pole work, do what's safe for you, but keep it going. Keep it active because it's healthy. That's your center. That's your passion. Don't let nothing, you can stop that. Let it encourage it, build it.
I like that. I got one more time I want to touch on before I throw it to my co-host with the Moses.
Go ahead.
So, you know, I said, we talked about this before you came on the show, because I've been peeping it. Like, I saw you talking about it, like, when this first started happening, and then when the video first surfaced, I saw your comments. I was like, oh, man, you got to be freaking kidding me. And that's this whole Bobby Valentino nonsense, which, you know, people were stating this whole thing about trannies. It's been continued trail about the women that he's around are transgender, and mm-hmm. it came to a point to where the shot came for you. And then, you know, involving y'all in that nonsense. And then on top of that, you mean to tell me that another certain person, I forget who it was, artist, not forgot already, but he had a nerve to say, them chicks was ugly anyway. And I'm sitting here like...
Scrappy, showing them both face, and I got them on video. I reposted that video instantly. Because I'm like, wasn't none of that said?
I was like, they both crazy. So I was like, oh, yeah, a little scrappy, yes.
Yeah. It was a little scrappy who threw the disc when he was called to speak his piece about the video that was circulating. But, okay, so Famous flat out put out a video and with the model Wave, and me and a couple of my other models from the Dream Girl Emporium, we had been invited out to Bobby V's video shoot for the Curvin' Your Girl song by another model agency who just thought it would be a good look because it's a VH1 tape and he's supposedly supposed to be on the next season. So we came, it was nice. We did the, we did a couple scenes in the video and everything. Now next thing we know, he's getting, here it is 3 months later. Yes, that was back in May. So June, July, August, 3 months, here it is 3 months later. And we see a video and we're like, oh, it's coming out. Then we see the tags. Like, I'm getting calls. People are hitting me up. Hey, do you know this girl, Wave? Do you know this girl, Apple? Like, oh, you was with Bobby V? Because I think I've seen you in this video. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And then my best friend called. She said, why are they going around talking about your attorney? I said, what?
Mm.
She's like, yes. She's like, no, the video clearly says on the title, Bobby V caught slipping again. Transgender party. And that's my face. All the women in the video are women. I had guys hit me up that were in the video. You feel me? Because, you know, they're in the background behind us, so their faces are really fuzzy. But the guys in the background is like, what the hell, you know, are they talking about? Because I'm in that video, too. Like, everybody's trying to label Bobby V, you feel me, as Scrappy, but it's not one person that's in that video that's not catching backlash, you feel me, from them so-called, you feel me, from them calling us transgenders, you feel me, and them being at this party full of transgenders with of supposedly straight men. Now, I don't know their business. I'm not, you feel me, I'm not messing with none of that. All I know is I came to do a job, and you are slandering. Clearly,
that's exactly
nobody called
and
asked, hey, was you at the video? Hey, are you a girl? There was no DMs. It was flat out from the video. Everybody comments, and it just went viral. It just went, hey, Rob, oh, my God, he's with a transgender. Oh, my God, all of them are men? Like, I think one is a female, like, but it was crazy. Like, it's the Wave girl. They've made memes of her. Going around, like, every single girl has gotten on their social media trying to prove themselves that they're women. And, of course, people being people, still coming back. They're still coming back at us, trying to call us.
Oh, Charmaine says the best.
Or that we're being haters for defending ourselves, our sexuality, who we are as people. What do you mean?
But
I'm a woman.
Charmaine says the best. He said people... The lie is more entertaining than the truth. So people want to keep, you know, it's more entertaining to keep these memes going. So they're going to continue to, they're going to continue on floating it around. They don't care if it's true or not. Just because it got stuck out there, now they just rolling with it.
Yeah.
And
those
women,
y'all got something
that
just wrong with it. It could have been, oh, this is a baby, or this is just a funny post, like Bobby V was at a video shoot, you feel me, and they're calling these girls. But no, nobody put it out there at first that it was a possibility. They put it out there like they just knew that he was at this party full of trans women. Like, they just
right.
knew that. They
that's
put it out there like they just knew.
Here.
It wasn't a speculation or nothing. Like, I got the screenshots of Truth Talk with Miss Nicole. She went back and changed her statement from her original statement because she first gave credit to Famous, where it says 3 days prior, she claimed the videos were 3 days prior to the one where he got caught, where the actual transgender person put him out there. That
right.
He was caught in another room again, and here was him at the party before he left with the girl with the Wave girl that they was accusing. He was sleeping with a trans. They accused him of her being a transgender and him sleeping with her.
But here's the thing about that, like, a couple different things. This is why I don't report stuff on this show until I get to, like, that's what I've always respected about me. And I guess it's because I got, you know, I went to school for journalism, so I got some kind of journalistic integrity to where I'm not going to just roll with a story until I get the goddamn truth. And so I don't go by this he said, I don't go by this foolishness. If you do your freaking due diligence, you gonna see out here sitting out here looking dumb. But these gossip blogs, you know, they got making their money off of perpetuating bullshit. And it gets to this point to where people don't care. You had the truth. I mean, that's why I strategically brought up earlier in the show, hey, you know, all this stuff about you, you know, just recently having a child. You can be telling them all that, and they still going to run with this stupid story. Like, I don't get it.
I have people calling in to defend me for a whole week. Like, different posts where they were tagging me that was like, oh, my God, I just had to go off on this person because they were calling you a tranny. Like, and my thing is, and I have nothing against transgender people, gay people, or anything, but it's already hard enough for them. And it's already hard enough for a woman. So for you to accuse a woman of being transgendered out here who's just trying to handle her business, like, you're not, like, okay, I see your name, like, okay, you might think that's helping me, but at the same time, in the back of their minds, always be like, but is it still true, though? But is it still true,
yeah,
though? You feel me? Like, you're questioning. But now,
there's this battle of hashtag real women versus hashtag transgender, and then y'all battling back and forth, and then it comes to the whole thing where it seems like you're shaming them.
Right, and I'm like,
and
now you're conflicting because I do a lot of shows in the LGBTQ world, and now it'll make it different because they might feel like, you feel me, like, because I had to make a stand for myself, like, that I'm going against them. I'm, you know? So it's
right.
Like, so, like, it's battling these, it's battling everybody. And with where I'm at right now, in my career, like, it's just, it can go either way. It can go either way.
Oh, definitely.
Because.
Well, I want to throw it over to Nate because I wanted to get the truth out there. Like I told you, like I told Butt Naked Truth as well. I told her, my whole point was to provide a voice to this and not just allow, oh, just because they're the quote unquote celebrities that their point of view gets to be heard and not the other side, which is more on truth, not just on just running around just shooting nonsense.
What?
Yeah. So,
you
Nate.
Guys are so quick.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, hon. How are you?
I'm doing just wonderful. Just wonderful. Can't complain. So, I'm Nate Seduction once again. I'm Seti's co-host. My question would be, like, what made you want to get into modeling?
What made me take it seriously was my potential. No matter where I went, no matter what I did, like, once I got started and I would just show, like, random people my pictures from my things because I didn't have business cards or anything first. I just messed around. They'd be like, oh, you model seriously? Like, show me some work. And I would show them a picture and they'll be like, oh, well, I could take you here. I could take you there. I could do this. I could do that. Like, shoot, my first year with me modeling and dancing, I had got a night at Magic City. No spotlight. Brought me in, you know, straight off the street, didn't know. And they, back then, they were doing the heavy screening for their girls. And I just came, they let me come for a night. It just got me in a lot of different places. I did my first T-Pain shoot. They took the video down. I'm not sure why I heard it was copyright reasons. But when he did the Every Girl remix with the Nappy Boys, with all the Nappy Boys, and we shot that video at his house. That one was really big, and I met a lot of different people who just just they was like, it's your, the way you look, it was like, it's just, you're a natural. I'm talking about, I had amateur photographers, you know, some of their best photos I helped build, you feel me, I was the best picture in their portfolios. And it just, that made me feel really good.
Okay. That's real dope right there. That's real good. So did you start dancing before or after you start modeling? Because I see.
I was doing both of them at the same time. I didn't know the difference.
So which one did you start first? Because I know some
I started modeling first. I did promotional modeling first for the company that hired me on, which was Brown Skins Entertainment, because I wasn't comfortable to dance just yet. But about a couple months in, they had a short one night. A girl did show, and they asked me, could I do it?
Okay, so what made you want to get into dancing? What made you even do that? Because like I said, it is scary. You know, it is. You know, when I first started, I used to dance myself when I was 18, and I was nervous my first time, and I did it on my 18th birthday. So a lot of people don't know that, you know, I'm spilling some tea tonight, but, yeah, it was on my 18th birthday.
Oh, cool. Okay,
she can't
girl.
Dance
Said he's alive.
It's not about
money.
Whether or not you can bust a move. It's about can
I'm
you give him a move, okay? I'm trying to tell you. You
I'm,
make
I'm,
it
I'm
happen.
I'm totally wise. You be killing it.
Yeah, silly. But I was nervous my first night, but then at the same time, I wasn't because I went in like, it's a job. I treated it like a job. And my mother was in the Marines, so how we was raised, like, once you're given a task, like, no matter what it is, if it's difficult, you know, whatever, like, you got to do it. You got to do it to get it over with. You agree to it,
right.
You do the job, you get it done.
Right.
And all I got complimented on my personality the most. Not even so much my dancing, but my personality. Everybody enjoyed me at the party. They wanted me to come back, like for if they had any more events, and the more events I got into, different shows, and going to parties, and live modeling events. I did my first art show when I was like 20. It was a body paint show. I forget the name of the place, but it's an art gallery off MLK. But they had hosted a live show. We did a jungle scene. Body paint. Everybody was in the different, was in their own little section, like a gallery that they had set up, and we portrayed the animals that we were painted as in there. And then did an interpretive dance after, and just everybody, it's like your energy, it's like your spirit, like your look, it all flows. We want you back. We want more. And it's like definitely got my first like little taste, you know, of like having fans and stuff, like, because they want more, they want to see more, and I'm like, I can do more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can do more. Like, I think I'm good at this. Like, I could be the best. Like, shoot, if I want to, and I do. And just once you tell me I'm good at something and I like what I'm doing. Once I feel like I'm good at it too, I'm going to keep doing it until I feel like I've expired it. And I don't feel like I've reached my goal yet. I don't feel like I've hit the top yet.
Oh, well, you're damn near there.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay,
I'm
going to
be at Cabin Music in Raleigh September 8th. If you guys could come out, take a trip, meet me there.
So do you like modeling or dancing more? Like, which one do you like the best?
Ooh.
Performing is my deepest, dearest love. It is performing. is my deepest, dearest love. Because every time I go, I put on a show like I'm there to capture your attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. I like that. I like entertaining people. If I had been more adamant about following my dreams even younger, like 15, 16, then I probably would have been more a singer and would have never even touched. Never even touched dancing back when my voice was still golden, still cute, but but my passion is my passion is dancing. I feel free when I'm dancing. I feel free when I'm on that stage. Because I do a lot of stage shows. I come and do performances like you guys should check one out. Kind of like a female Chippendale. Check that out.
I used to actually be a dancer. I had two names I went by. I used to go by Chocolate Thunder. That was one.
Yeah.
When I came in, it went, woo-woo, woo-woo. You hear that sound?
Yeah.
Come on. All the thunder sounds coming on.
Yep,
and
I got the
theme
music and everything.
Poppy. And you hear, wow, chicken, wow, wow. That was my intro music. So, yeah, I'm
yes.
all about it.
Yes, I have a whole theme song, DJ, my stream mixes. He makes all my mixes.
And actually,
I
went in reverse. I put my clothes back on. That's how I did. I started with not that many clothes on, and then I put my clothes back on. That's how I did it.
Hey. I tell stories with my... So each theme, each mix has, a different theme. Some are love stories. Some, can be kind of gangster. Other ones, it's all about the night. Enjoying the moment. We're going to party and see where it leads us to.
Mm-hmm. So. That's how Navy do it. You need to check out Navy's videos, because Navy's video does the same kind of thing. I remember the first video Navy put out, woo-wee. I was like, it's my co-host. I can't look at my co-host like this. So, I was like, it's too much. Let me have my mind. I was like, ooh, I wasn't ready, Lord. I wasn't ready.
So silly, said. Back to
man,
you.
She had the milk. She was pouring the milk on herself.
Look,
and everything. I was like, woo.
Yes. I reserve the ice cream sundae shows for private events only because it gets so messy. I need a shower afterwards. But, yeah, we do the human Sundays. Those are for all birthdays and bachelor parties. The human Sunday. Yep, just lay down and get dirty. Real sweet like.
I don't care how lactose intolerant I am. I'm like,
all that whipped cream is coming out. Yes. Yes, I've had some awesome times, some great times. I plan on making many more.
Oh, no, Nate, what were you going to say? I'm sorry.
Yeah, Sadie, your little rude self. I was going to say, you got this little brawl going on between Bobby Valentino and Scrappy. My question would be, what kind of advice can you give models who want to work with celebrities?
For any model wanting to work with celebrities, it's best to know what you're getting into. Get as much information as possible before walking on set, before being with them, you feel me? Always have somebody with you to be able to back you up, because you never know, you feel me, how this could go. Because say none of us had, say we had came in, none of us had our phones or even knew, you feel me, about anything. We would have no way to say we were there or anything. They could have really just portrayed it as anybody and we could have just been out looking bad, because they just took and twisted the whole story and distorted it. It's easy for them to manipulate stuff. It's easy for you to get talked down bad. So have all your information and know your people. Know who's putting you on. Know where everything's coming from. What your job description is.
Mm-hmm.
And just be careful. Don't get caught up in the hype. I went with some girls to an artist video shoot. I'm not going to say the name of the people who shot it, but these girls were so wrapped up in the hype and the promise of where we were at and what was going on. They done gave these people a free photo shoot for their energy drinks, something that you could have got paid for, but because you were out here hype. Yes, 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 and they getting them and how they get them in. Oh, well, here, just take this, try this. You feel me? Oh, take a picture. You know, like, and you don't even realize that you're giving them free promo for their stuff. You feel me? Like, that's how far gone they was. They didn't even realize they're giving them free promo for their stuff. Like, you didn't get. That's not what you're here for. You came for this artist video, not for this company. You feel me? Promotional sponsorship. Like, you're not here. You're not getting paid for that. Like.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah. And don't be ashamed of being about your business. Don't be ashamed of not being with the hype, you feel me, and falling for the bullshit, because they're all, like, for real.
Yep, I know
they know the
girls.
Real ones. They know the real ones. And if they think you're going to fall for it, somebody going to sell it to you.
I know these girls. I ain't going to say no names, but I know these girls. They did a video shoot for Boosie. And I know this guy, whatever, because he's real known in the industry. And he was at that, he know the girls, and he was at that video shoot with Boosie, but they didn't see him. They didn't know he was there. And Boosie, you know how dudes talk, rappers talk.
Mm-hmm.
He fucked them. Boosie fucked them. So now y'all known for fucking Boosie, so now they getting invited to other, parties and stuff, celebrity parties and stuff, based off the fact that they fucked Boosie. They not getting paid to go to the, and they didn't get paid for the Boosie video shoot either. And they was naked in the video. So, you can't be all hyped up when you...
Ain't nobody got time for that.
You can't.
Right.
You're making yourself look bad. Now y'all getting invited to Jacquees and Rick Ross and all that because they know y'all going. They know y'all go fuck, and they know they ain't got to pay y'all to appear. So you're losing money. You're losing money.
Right.
And it's sad, but...
And what's a brand that has no worth, that has no value?
Exactly.
What's a brand that has no value? You got to value yourself out here. Like, know your worth. And don't be ashamed to put your foot down. Don't let nobody tell you, you feel me, oh, well, I'll give you this or I'll do that. Okay, it's okay to turn down some jobs. Let them know that you're serious about your work if you're good at what you do.
Exactly.
And if you're not sure you're trying to get in, you still don't let nobody work over you.
Ain't no way I'm about to be naked in the video and I'm not getting paid. My worth.
What? My girls didn't even want to go get dressed. They wanted us to be in boy shorts and like the tops, like that the blonde hair girl that was in. They wanted us to be dressed more sexy.
No.
But Bobby B, we got invited out here. You see me just on a networking thing. Y'all asked us if we mind doing a couple shots. That's no problem. But nobody's paying us, so we're not finna get dressed. We're not finna get ready. Like, there's. I'm sorry. I'm like, here's a card. When you want to book the models, hit me up. Like, but other than that, we're just here to say, hey, you send me a support.
Exactly. It's a difference.
And I got a question. I got two questions for you. One, I know I like, I do this with everybody. If you're a good guest, I gotta keep you longer than we said we're gonna keep you. So don't bite me. But as far as the models or heck business women period that be out here, what's your thoughts? How do you feel about them as far as mess up opportunities? Sometimes some models out here, like you said, they don't really care about the value of what they got going on, and how does that affect? Has that affected you before, like, where because of previous people.
Oh, I've been told straight to my face. I've been told straight to my face at certain events where they've been like, oh, well, she'll do it for that. Okay, well, then you get her to do it because you asked me to do it. You wanted me to do it. You feel me? Obviously, I'm the look you're going for, but you're not going to hit me with the, oh, she'll do it, and think like, well, all right. No, bro, no. No, all right, she'll do it, but then you put that in your video. You put that on your front page. You put that. She's the one that's going to do that. Okay, if you want lesser work, then you take the lesser.
Right.
But you got to, yeah.
And that's real talk.
You have to be appreciated. You have to appreciate yourself in order to be appreciated, in order to have any kind of respect out here. It's not, and in all my years of being out here, it ain't one. It's not nobody out here, you feel me, with no name I've ever been anywhere with, done anything, you feel me, and that was not business. I ain't been seen with nobody where it was not business. I have not been out anywhere where it's not business. And you have to separate, you feel me, your life and your business. Like, and that's where a lot of people, like, as they get famous, they mess up. Because they forget to separate your money. You forget to separate your money from your home, you feel me, from your family, like, what it's paying for, like, and they just blend it all together. And now you're like, now you're stressed out from being famous.
Exactly.
That was a very humble.
So my other question for you, being super duper 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 nosy, I'm gonna put you on the spot.
Okay.
As far as the best photographer you worked with so far, who would you say it is?
Wait, say it again.
If you had to pick the best photographer you worked with so far, who would you say it is?
The best photographer I've worked with?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
I know. See, that's a real tough question to come out. I'll butter you up a little bit so I get to them kind of questions.
Ooh, okay. Okay, to be the best photographer I've worked with, I like Horace. Me and him, we always do great work. We always have great pictures. Horace Otley at Hot Image Taker. Me and him, we've always had great work. He never really has to do too much editing to my photos or anything like. All my photos by him. My first 100 likes came from a photo by him. My very first 100 likes on Instagram when I made my page, I did my shoot with him. And I barely had enough people for all of that at the time. that was one of their favorites. Actually, it's still one of their favorites.
Okay.
I always like working with him. He's very sweet. He's cool. It's no pressure. Like, because some people, and now he's the best because the work always comes out exceptional. It's always exactly like what you were looking for, what you thought it was going to be when you took the picture.
what I think
that I'm giving out, that's what I get back from him. And he's the only one I've gotten that every single time. So that's why I would have to say he's the best one.
My last one for you. Most embarrassing moment you've had modeling or entertaining?
The crazy part is the most embarrassing moment that I had, nobody even knew it was an embarrassing moment.
Uh-oh.
They said I played it off so good, but I had a birthday show. And I was out on the floor, and I was going. I forgot what I was supposed to be doing, so I was just winging it because I was lit. So I was just winging it, and I went for my super split, and bust my face. I bust my head. I bust my nose a little bit. On the floor when I went down. Because I forgot to pick my head back up before I hit the ground. So I'm steady dancing and swinging my hair and everything, like, to cover it up. I saw one of my friends on bleeding and everything. And then I was like, oh, my God, you did something. When they saw my face, because I had got a tissue already, like, when my friends came to the bank. But, yes, I went for a split, bless my face, in the middle of my show, and had to play it off for the next 2 minutes or a minute and a half to my track ended.
Okay, I got one more to ask you. All right, every now and then, like, even you know, yes, you are working. Every now and then, we performing. And whatnot. It's always some of those rare moments where it's a person where you feel like, man, they bring the best out of you, and you like, man, like I'm about to really put on the show for this person. Like, not necessarily give me a name, but if you can remember a moment where it was like you were, you performing and somebody just brought the best out of you. Like, what? Like, can you explain that experience? One of those experiences.
So 1 year, all my friends were they were traveling and everything. I really didn't think they were gonna get to make it. I had just like did like a big open VIP party at this club I was supposed to perform at. And all of a sudden, one by one. Not all of them, but the ones that could make it, like, they were showing up. And it's like, I'm here, you know what I mean? They came from Jersey. They came from Florida. I was like, oh, my God. You said you wasn't coming.
Mm-hmm.
And it just lit up my night. I was hitting moves. I hadn't practiced. And listen, it was like, I didn't know you could do that. I didn't either. But we did it. Oh, it was the best night. That was the last year my best friend, because she had just, this was before she passed, but she had just finished one of her last chemo treatments before her last year of battle. And she was able to come out and see me because she had been sick. She was like, I'm going to be well enough to make it to your birthday. And I didn't think she was. Because she had went through the ice treatment, I believe, you know, where your hair falls out and everything. So I really didn't think she was going to make it to see me, because I didn't think she would be well enough. And she made it. So she said, girl, how you do that thing when you did that thing? I don't even remember. I did something with my legs, but somehow I slid from the when I came down off the pole, slid onto the floor like a snake or something. I don't remember what she did, but it was crazy. I was like, I don't know how I did it, but I did it. I was like, that shit was cool, wasn't it? She's like, yes, go best friend. That's my best friend. That's why when that song first came out, I was like, they don't even know. They don't even know.
Mm-mm-mm. And would you say that she still kind of inspires you to this day, even though she's
does.
Not here?
I hear her in the background. I hear her in the background sometimes. Sometimes I still get nervous, like when I get ready to go take my pictures and my shoot, and I be like, it's something new, you know? And I'm like, well, I've never done this before. She's like, girl, you got this. You got this. You're Pocahontas. I'm like, that's right. I am Pocahontas. That's where that hashtag came from.
The colors of the wind.
Yeah.
I had to get that one down my sister. I'm still tomorrow. No, that's why, like, I tell people, like, the magazine, that's why I continue to go hard at doing it and releasing it all, like, issue after issue. And that's why when you go to the credits at the beginning of the magazine, it always says, rest in peace to my friend Chris Odom, because he came to my inaugural celebration for the magazine, which is also my birthday weekend, ironically. And this dude, like, he handed me I didn't know this was happening. He just handed me a bunch of money and said, "Man, hey, I want you to, you know, here's some money, man. Enjoy, man. I have appreciated for the magazine, all that." And he, you know, he turned up with me heavy at night. I saw a side of him I'd never seen before. He taking body shots off of chicks and everything. And, you know, this was a few months before he passed away, after a groom of my brother's wedding. And yeah, like, that's what pushed me to do this magazine so heavy, every freaking issue. And no matter what anybody says, it's not going to be able to stop me, because that's one of my driving forces. Well, anyways, this is our part of the show. We do public service announcements. So do you have anything coming up that everybody needs to know about and make sure they show up to?
All right, well, if you're in Atlanta, please come see me Sunday at Phase 1B, and one of our dream girls are going to be competing in the stripper battle, 4933 Memorial Drive, Stone Mountain, Georgia. Also, make sure you follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Polka Face. That is MZ_POKA Face. Also, if you're in the Carolinas or traveling for Labor Day, I will be at Club Amnesia in Raleigh on September 8th. I will be performing live. So, hope you guys get to check me out. Other than that, check out my company, the Dream Girl Emporium, listed under We Bag Money Takeover on Instagram. You can find us on Facebook at the Dream Girl Emporium. And I have our models do everything from dance to sing to rap to cater. We serve, we do makeup. We have a tattoo artist that's coming on board. Like, so we're a full on female we're a full on female army up in here. It's about to go down. We're taking over everything.
That's what's up. That's what I'd like to hear.
Thank you guys for having me.
Enough guys don't empower women. They want women to succeed just as long as they don't do better than them. And I'm not like that. I want women to be able to go as far as she can. And so I'm all supportive of what she got going on.
Yeah, and that goes, you know, for white people. I mean, you know, they want to see us, even though they want us to succeed now, they still don't want to see us do better than them. So it's all about it's all about embracing each other. Like, how can we be? You gotta love your people, both sides. Our men gotta love our women. Our women gotta love our men. And it's not about understanding. It's not about sexuality. It's not about sex. Like, and that's where a lot of it get misconstrued, where we hate each other and have all this negative stuff to say. Stop looking at each other as sexual objects. You feel me? And as a people, and empowerment, a team. We are a unit. One is not strong until many join in.
Loyalty. Nay, you got a public service announcement you want to drop?
No, not right now.
I'm
secretive.
She's bad at that. She'd be waiting till like the week. She'll wait till like 3 days, and then public service announcement. Bam! I'm like, damn, man. She don't know. She is. She pulled Beyonce. We have to just tell ourselves overnight. Like, who does that? Nate. Production does that. So, yeah.
Got to move in silence.
Oh, post-announcements. Y'all need to know. Oh, yeah, next week. So, this Wednesday, last show of the week. Next week, there are no shows. I'll be on somebody's cruise ship, so I won't be able to do the shows. Don't bother me about why I'm doing the show next week. I told y'all many times. Y'all just see me do a countdown. I'm going to be. What you say?
I'm going to call and book you.
You're trying to call me, but I'm going to have my stuff on airplane mode. Only thing you're going to reach me is, yeah, social media, but that's about it. So, nah, you ain't going to be able to, no one won't be able to call me at all. It's just,
I'm call
it
you
is what
Facebook.
It is. Okay, we'll see. We'll see how that works. We'll see about that. Oh, yeah. Then, of course, In the month, I'll lead to September. We will be doing the 4th anniversary of Human Chemist Magazine celebration. Place to be determined. I'm negotiating it now, and so yeah, that'll be getting ready to happen. Of course, that'll be my birthday celebration as well. So, damn, y'all come out. I'm a support if you're in the DFW, that's Dallas Fort Worth. You don't know what the hell DFW is. I forget anything else? Not at the moment. Oh, yeah. Last issue of the year, the royalty issue. Make sure. Yeah, I got plenty of time. November 6th. November 6th is the last day you had to submit to that. So y'all got plenty of time. It's only August 7th. So y'all got plenty of months to submit. That's 3 months from now. You got some time. Make sure you come correct. Because people will tell you, I'm nice, but I will turn this shit away if it's not in the right format. So just come correct. And yeah, there you go. Again, Pocahontas, we appreciate you for coming through. You are a great guest.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Yes. Just a reminder, people, y'all can listen to the show. If you missed it, you missed any part of it, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/StudyJ. You can go to iTunes. Yes, it is free on iTunes. Just type in Dust 5 Radio Network. You can listen to all the shows, including today's show. It's also the TuneIn Radio app and the Stitcher Radio app. So, they got millions of ways y'all can enjoy the show. So, there you go. So, that being said, we're going to end the show how we end every show. That's reminding you, in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or there's a
nay, there is a way.
Y'all tune in to episode of Life at Dusk Live. Your boy, Sadie J, and your girl.
Nay Seduction.
And again, everybody, make sure y'all support Pocahontas, man. Definitely a good soul. And, yeah, you won't be entertained. Just trust me. She, and unlike what Lil Scrappy said, she is definitely not ugly. So,
yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
I can't. Definitely. And then they got
to have the same last name as me.
So, yes, y'all, we are out. So just make sure y'all come on Wednesday show. Stay tuned, alert for Wednesday show. Who do we have on Wednesday, name?
Iman Gregor.
All right.
MMA fighter.
All right, y'all. We are out. Peace.
Peace.